All right, so tell me about what are you trying to ground now?
I just was watching a video earlier, and some intense energy went through. They were clearing a lifetime in me up. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I energetically was doing something. My mind has, you know, no idea what was happening. And then I started speaking light language, and it's like it's coming up now. I just feel real intense energy through my body, and I can't quite control my body movements. It's not unlike what happened that time, like a year or so ago.
Yeah, I remember.
It's more. Yeah, it's more. It's. I have more control over it. It's like, I don't know. I can still feel it moving through my body, and it feels like it needs a little bit more support of an outlet.
Well,
it's just literally just going outside. But it's funny, since you've tapped into me, it's now even more intense, and I can't sit still.
Dear. Well, that explains why you feel so amazingly, fantastically delicious to me. I mean, you just feel so good.
It feels good.
Yeah. And here's what I want to say to you. It's here to stay. So you're vibrating at a new frequency, and it is here to stay. It is so
wonderful. I can feel that.
Yeah, it's really, really good. So if you just need help with the movement, I would do something physical, just like what you're saying. Do something physical to kind of just ground it in. Go running if you need to, shower, whatever you intuitively feel will help you balance. You can send energy down to Mother Earth. You can ask for, you know, for me, I just work with Mother Earth, but that's me. But yeah, to get yourself grounded. But man, you feel awesome. You really
feel
awesome.
Well, it's funny, you know how we've been trying to connect all week, and then I was just shown today how perfect, I mean, it was like a blink of an eye, but I saw how all today unfolded in this very perfect manner.
Always.
And, yeah,
so always divine.
There'll be more information coming tomorrow.
I'm so happy for you. You've got a huge healing coming. They're just showing me the Temperance card in tarot. I mean, that's healing. I mean, it's so good. So good. Oh, so happy for you.
Well, sorry, what was the name of that card?
Temperance. It's healing.
Oh, Temperance.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's good.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Last, but certainly not least, I am praying. Okay. Now I have all of Jen's good energy, so surely I can do this now. One moment, sweetheart. All right, my love, and say your first name.
Lori.
It's time to release your social mask. I totally got it. It was like there's something you needed to release or something you need to open up to. You stand behind, you stand behind like a mask or a facade. I don't know what it is. Like you present who you think you're supposed to present or what you were trained was appropriate. I mean, we all do this. We all have a social mask. But what I can tell you is it's your time to be relieved of such nuisance is what they're saying. So just notice what you would want to say if you were permitted to be your real self. What you would want to wear, what you would choose to do. Just notice and say your name again, please.
Joy.
How to receive yourself in your totality, how to receive yourself in good pleasure, how to permit yourself to return. It's so funny because it's like, excuse me, I've been here quite a number of years on Earth. You know, what do you mean? And what they're saying, oh my God, the energy that just came through my crown chakra is so beautiful. What they're saying is welcome back. What you're resisting is your own true nature, your own true environment. An environment meaning like your own light body, your own soul, your own awareness. You know how little kids are just, they are who they are. Like them, leave them, whatever you want to do with them, but they're not going to be something else. You know, until they're socialized, really. That's in essence what you're returning to. You're returning, oh my God, the energy is so beautiful. I've got these blue orbs everywhere. These are your spirit guides. So they're helping you to, okay, so you know how you act one way under certain circumstances, and then when you hang out with your best friend, you feel like totally different because you just don't have to have social graces. You don't have to be concerned what someone thinks. You can put your feet on the table if you want, like you just yourself. You're entitled. You're entitled. So what I want to just, how do I want to say this? What they're helping you do, they're saying, let's turn this in the inverse, and they're giving me the promotion card. So this is your, you're going to succeed at this. You're going to succeed at this. Is you're coming back into your true state. You're coming back into your true nature. You're coming back into your true, like, oh my God, I feel so much more like myself now. It's almost like you've been in hiding. It's almost like you're scared to reveal yourself. It's sort of like, oh, I've been stung one too many times. I'm just going to stay back. And I'll just let my social mask kind of run things for a while. So let me give you some practical and say your name again, please.
Joy.
Oh, give me a second. Joy, say it one more time.
Joy.
Thank you. Have fun. Have fun. Open up to fun and delight in the present moment. I know sometimes that may seem ridiculous, especially if you have linear concerns. But here's the thing, the joy, the vibration of laughter, the vibration of joy actually lifts you higher. And that is will bring you into better circumstance. So they're saying play along, play along. They're going to be assisting you, sort of like making you laugh, just making you laugh, making you giggle. I'm going to give you an example. So, you know, I'm busy on my spiritual progression. And I'm, you know, trotting along, doing pretty well. Well, I had a circumstance where it's just really silly, but it had to do with chairs. And it really just threw me, and it just had, there was just some healing that got kicked up, you know, for healing. But I was really in a little bit of a tailspin because when that unconscious stuff comes up, it's like your spiritual self is sort of gone. And then I finally got it where I just started laughing at myself and I thought, I'm going to give up my spiritual awareness over a chair, over a chair. It was like, I've done all this work, but then I lost it over a chair. I started laughing so hard at myself. I can't even begin to tell you. And then all of that angst, all of that misery, all of that, the ego's like, ah, we stopped you now. It was just gone. It was just totally gone because I saw how ridiculous it was. But it was like all of the, it was really serious matter for a while because it was all of that, oh gosh, that like perfectionistic stuff, or it could be wrong, or I'm going to be judged, or it was just like all of that heavy energy. I was just kind of like doing the doggy paddle, swimming in it, because it needed releasing. It needed releasing. So it came in the form of a chair. But the point is, and say your name again, please.
Joy.
Is as you will choose... I got to get you closer. Hold on. We're close, but we're not there yet. Say your name one more time, honey.
Joy.
Have fun. As you will choose to have fun, as you will choose to like go exploring, go into a new adventure. What the fun does is it makes new connections possible. It makes new circumstances possible. As you commit to having joy through the process, you know, to see it, everything is an adventure. Spirit can come in and tag along, and they can provide remedies. Oh gosh, you've got this one guy, he's so cute. He's like, well, we'll turn this frown upside down and making you smile. They will provide remedies, they will provide comfort. Your job, it's not even about being positive, it's more so about opening up to like the joy of discovery, the joy of promotion, the joy of value. The joy of correction, the joy of alertness. I'm going to say this one more way for you, and say your name again, please.
Joy.
I know this sounds weird, but you're learning not to take yourself so seriously. It's like you're learning how to move into. You're learning how to move into this new rhythm of self. Like I almost see you doing like this dance, like a sacred dance or whatever. And in the beginning, like you're doing it with your mind. You're doing it totally with your mind. But then after a while, you start getting into it. You forget that people are looking at you. You forget that you're looking at yourself. And you really just start aligning with spirit. The spirit's saying they have a few tricks up their sleeve to put you into a place. Oh my God, I got energy coming through my whole crown chakra now. To put you into a place of new beginnings where it's like they're literally teaching you who you really are. They're teaching you who your real self is. They're teaching you how to respond to yourself with true innocence, with true awareness, with true respect and entitlement. And so as you move into these energies, you are very intuitive, my friend. You're very intuitive, you're very psychic, you're very gifted. It's like they're jump-starting an engine. You're entitled. I can't even begin to tell you what you're entitled to in this lifetime. So again, you're moving from that social, conditioned, learned, self to this free spirit, almost like renegade, where once you really start getting into the flow of things, like I'm going to come to you for intuitive advice, like it's just there, but you're learning how to permit it, you're learning how to relax. Like I literally want to take your arms, not my arms because I'm still trying to get those muscles going, but just like to get you to kind of like relax. Open up to fun. Imagine you were 10 years old and it's like, you know, like if you have like, you like, I don't know, you're two 12-year-olds. It doesn't matter what the problem is. It's like two 12-year-old girls can solve any problem. Like they'll come up with the answers, and the later it is, the goofier and sillier the answers become. And like the fun, joy is an adventure. As you honor that path, it's like they'll elongate the pause. They'll come and sort of like piggy bank on that vibration, and you'll see it. It's like you'll just start coming up with these answers. It's like, oh, I didn't even think of that. That kind of stuff's going to start happening. The more that you just decide, just open up, you'll notice it. You'll feel the shifts, and even if the shift only happens for 5 seconds. They're saying, you know, arrival, because the more it happens, the more that you open up, and they're saying twist and shout. So it's like moving you into a new, they don't like that I said new, because it's not new, it's just you are becoming your own divine authority. The last thing they're asking you to do is a visualization where you connect with your column of light. So just imagine, you can find one on YouTube if you want, or just sort of play along, but you're just really permitting yourself to align with your column of light. For some reason, that will support you as well.
Whew. can I just ask what, like, sure. I feel like just the yo-yo sometimes, like what gets me from just feeling so low. I don't know why it happens.
Why do you get low? Is that your question?
Yeah. Is there a reason or?
Maybe that's why they want you connecting with your column of light. I was wondering, like, why? One moment, please. And say your first name.
Joy.
Let me try something out here. And say your name one more time, sweetheart. I gotta get confirmation before I say it. And say it one more time.
Joy.
Thank you. All I know for certain is it's something that's inherited. I don't know if it was inherited biologically or through a belief or conditioned, but it's somehow inherited. And I only know that because I'm looking at my tablecloth. And I never even noticed there are these little lines, but what I energetically see is a fingerprint. So it's somehow inherited. The important thing is how to shift it. And say your name one more time, please.
Joy.
You can shift it through the activities they just mentioned. Uh-huh. and the card, I was gonna pull an oracle card for you to see, and this card literally fell out, like, ooh, it flew. Stand your ground. So you're gonna make it happen through your own evolvement, through your own effort. Yeah, so now I understand why they said everything they did.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure on what level you received it, but it's part of your lineage apparently to receive it. But they're saying it's a coursework of your choosing. So a little emphasis goes a long way. A little. So it just reminds me when I was just, oh my gosh, I was not in the best vibration over a chair. And it was so very, very valuable. It was so very, very valuable because it showed me our effectiveness. It showed me our power. It showed me how it really does all spring from the self. And that's what I feel like you're going to come to emphasize and understand. And they're saying turnabout is fair play. So once you really master some of these efforts, oh my gosh, it's just going to get good and then very good, and they keep showing me like good, very good, excellent, you're going places. So you got a little work to do, but it's going to be well worth it. Sunshine, I don't know why sunshine, so calling the sun in the morning, anything with, yeah, sunshine for whatever reason. I feel like it may have to do with your Egyptian lifetime and your connection to the sun. So you can call on the sun. It will support you. It will honestly support you. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, that would conclude it. Indeed, we are quite aware of the time, and yet we say there is more. Allow us to drift into your own circumstances, yes? As you choose to receive the gifts of honor, as you choose to receive the gifts of abundance, allow that to occur, allow it to descend, allow yourself to transfer to a most excellent stature and claim. Yes, we come into agreement as such. Until next time, we remain in gratitude and in great respect. Until next time, namaste.